Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well tonight, today. You know, you can't predict what characters will do, but you can predict what these characters will do. We'll talk about that after this. All right, we're going to talk about NPCs. That's right. Okay, first of all, when you're prepping a game, you got to think about, the most likely outcome of events or encounters or however you want to do it, of the adventure. And I know in the back of my mind that I can choose... I give them this encounter, this problem, and I could go, okay, they will probably do A, B, or C, and they will choose D, which is okay. That's the whole, flying by the seat of your pants. But think about the NPCs for a minute. You can predict what they'll do. If you have an NPC with a strong personality and that you played for a while, new NPCs, I'll get to that in a minute, but you can probably predict what they're going to do and how they're going to react to certain things that the player characters will do, and that's the important part. Now, have you ever heard of authors saying things like, the story just wrote itself? These characters, they do what they want, and, I have no say in it, and I just write down what they do. And that is the sign of a really well-made character and a really good story, to me, anyway. So, why can't we apply that to role-playing games? You come up with NPCs. You come up with an encounter. NPCs, let's ignore monsters for a minute. Things, kind of things you can... we can put in, like, goblinoids and stuff, but, sentient beings you can interact with. Let me put it that way. And you got to think, you can think about, okay, if the players do this, what are they going to do? If the players do this, what are they going to do? You're trying to figure out what the pieces will do and you never know. But you can come up with, basing on the personality of the NPC, which you should come up with, you figure out how they will react to interactions with the player characters, or even with other NPCs for that matter. Because I've had two NPCs interact with each other before in front of the player characters, just for a little, flavor or something like that. For instance, in my Gangbusters games, if the big boss is talking to his second in command and they're, having a conversation and they're doing that and the PCs are watching, okay, good. It's flavor. But you got to remember, don't do too much. Don't do too much. Otherwise, they're just observing the story. And that is like kind of railroading. It's a version of railroading where the PC sat there and watched two NPCs interact. But anyway, you can figure out, is the big boss going to be happy or not happy that his soldiers did not kidnap this guy like he told them to, and they didn't. He is not going to be happy, okay? What if they did, and he's getting a lot of trouble from the person they kidnapped? He's going to react that way. What happens if one of his crew pulls off a big heist? He'll be happy about that. If they don't give him his cut, he will not be happy. So you see how this is going here. You can predict basic reactions with these guys. So that's the kind of thing you should lean on. In fact, it would behoove you to maybe come up with a table, like a D10 table or a D6 table, for what these characters might do in certain situations. You should always have the NPCs, stuff like name what they do and their motivations. Motivations are important. What is important to them? What do they care about? That's the whole deal right there. And especially if you have like several NPCs who interact with each other, say a family with the mother, father, and daughter, they're going to interact with each other. And they are, you know, that's going to affect that too. How would they react to the family being attacked this way? How would they react with the father saying they have to go live somewhere else? You know, that kind of thing. You can predict to a certain extent what NPCs will do. And that's what you want, really. Okay, for example of what I'm talking about here, I pulled off my shelf the Creature Cache from New Big Dragon Games. My buddy Richard J. LeBlanc wrote this, and it's got a lot of good monsters in here. And I'm going to use a monster example, but I'm trying to, you know, make it like humanoid monsters, you know, and sentient monsters and things like that. But anyway, I mean, it's a great book. It's got the stats, it's got descriptions, and then each entry has reactions, and it's a D12, I believe. Yes, D12 roll on these, and that helps you decide how you're going to work the NPC. For instance, I've got the Astral Giant here, who happens to be psionic, whoop-de-doo. And they're 20 feet tall, have svelte figures, bluish-gray skin and white hair, see themselves as the caretakers of the astral plane. They're neutral. But right here in the column, there's reactions. In fact, I believe this is 2d6. Yeah, it's a 2d6 roll. It's not a d12 because it starts at 2. 2, attacks immediately. 3 to 5, hostile. Attack possible. 6 to 8, unsure. 9 to 11, approachable. And 12, friendly. Now, I can extrapolate from that for an NPC. That would be a good thing. I could go have an astral giant show up and, you know, overlay some kind of personality on it. Maybe it's there, excuse me, maybe it's there to accomplish a certain goal, and that would color it into there. Like it says, if it's hostile, it's more like, get out of my way, I'm busy, I'm going here, you can't stop me type of thing. It doesn't have to be aggressive. It'll probably just attack if it needs to, but either they avoid or just like get them out of the way or something like that. You know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the kind of thing you should really think about for major NPC. You don't do it with every NPC, but major NPCs are a good thing to do it with. So think about that. Here's Phantom Folk, Ethereal Humanoids. Attack, 2 attacks immediately, 3 to 5, hostile, attack unlikely, 6 to 8 unsure, 9, 11 approachable, and 12 friendly. And it goes on like that. Those are the kind of things you... And make it a 2d6. 2d6 is easy to deal with. It's just 2 to 12 right there. And to me, that's the way to go. So you do have control over the NPCs, so use it. Use it, you know, because you can't tell what's in their head, but you can tell what's in the NPC's head, which is kind of remarkable if you think about it. Anyway. I'm going to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop a voicemail on Spotify for podcasters. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you for single donations. Go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Jason from Moral Project, Benjamin Brodell, and Gilbert Soros. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognar Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large is The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.